Hello, today we're having a conversation with Dante Robinson and with Rashawn Nelson. They are entrepreneurs, also founders of Actions Not Words, originally from Philly, and they are folks who took a bad situation at Starbucks and turned it into something for Philly, for students and for startups. And we're going to talk more to them about that, as I've obviously seen and heard about everything and personally have had my own run-ins at times with the cops. So it's just cool to meet you two in person. And thanks for taking time to stop through today.
Thank you for having us. Appreciate you.
With that, just for folks who may not have the full context, can you tell folks how did you move from the bad situation to taking actions that could help others?
I mean, I think it was just like the current space we was in, like just really being truly in the neighborhoods and being connected with the people there at the time, understanding what was going on and understanding what our goal was, understand how difficult it is to come from our background. You don't really have, like, you know, you're not necessarily looking like you're required on paper or in the way you dress. So that was more so what we did it for, and also not to take money that wasn't ours, you know what I'm saying? Like something that was just for whatever happened that day, you know what I'm saying?
So, yeah. So things happened at Starbucks. You ended up working things out with Starbucks, working things out with the city. And one of the things that you requested was a program to help folks in Philadelphia, especially public high school students, learn more about entrepreneurship. You could have had the city potentially do a bunch of things. Why entrepreneurship?
Well, ownership is important. And, you know, we want the youth to realize that at the end of the day that you can take other steps to achieve the type of success you want and live the life that you want to live at the end of the day. And you can build generational wealth out of that. And not only do we want them to understand that entrepreneurship is an option, we want them to also understand that you do have opportunities in those other places, whether it be college, whether it be the trades or anything else outside of that. So that's more so where it came from. And it's just knowing that that was our passion. So knowing that we could possibly, you know, put some of that information and tools into our neighborhood. So that was very beneficial to us.
Very cool. So the program that ended up making its way that's going to be launching soon is called Project Elevate. What was the inspiration for the name Project Elevate?
I mean, again, that's just like, that was something, honestly, that we just like, that was something we live by every day. You know what I'm saying? Like, as we was together, like, going towards the goal that we was going towards, we just knew that, like, you know, nothing just come to you if you don't improve as a person. So, like, elevation is more so about you improving as an individual so that you can be in alignment with your goals, whatever they are.
Yeah, it just became a lifestyle for us. Yeah. So, you know, every day we woke up, it was just, let's try to elevate the best way we could. That's literally was the model we followed. And we did that every day, so.
I love that. One thing that some of the students wanted to get a perspective on, because as you can imagine, with social media and all this stuff going on, some of these students might want to become entrepreneurs, which is sometimes a non-traditional path. And so they might have people who are hating on them or saying, why are you doing that? Why don't you just go to school? So what advice would you have for students to handle judgment? Because in a way, you guys are on a non-traditional path. Folks might have wanted you to get X from the city or do this with the settlement. You're like, no, this is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to elevate things. What would you tell the students who are, you know, getting talked in their ear about them not going a certain way?
First thing I'll say is that you're going to get judged no matter what you do. You can be the most perfect person on a piece of paper. Someone's going to find something in between that to destroy your character in any way, shape, or form because they want it to be beneficial towards them. So no matter what you do, just own it. That's all you got to do. You got to own it. You got to believe it, feel it, see it every day. So when you're taking, you know, the steps towards that road and you going on that journey, don't stop no matter what happens in between. So
cool. And who helps you own it?
On yourself.
So even if you're having a bad day, it's still just you.
It's you. It comes down to you.
Okay.
At the end of the day. Having people is great, and you appreciate and embrace the people around you if you have people that can help you and understand you. But at the end of the day, when it comes down to it, when you go in that room and you by yourself, it's just you. And when you got walk out of it, it's going to be just you. The only person that's going to have your back when it comes down to that is you. So you just got to own it, like I said, and you got to believe in it, stand 10 toes on it.
Cool. What's your vision for Project Elevate? It's my understanding it's going to start at Paul Robeson High School And by the way, they have a couple questions for you too before we get out of here. But then what? What's the vision for Project Elevate?
All right, well, yeah. We started out initially, it was like we would do two schools. Mm-hmm. But now we're looking at possibly expanding to four over time. But definitely the goal with Project Elevate is to see how this year goes, continue to raise funds so that it can be a continuous program and not be a one-off, and create like a system, or a community rather, more so than a system, like a community. Just like eventually Project Elevate will have alumni and things like that, and it'll be like a pool, you know, like it may be those involved who will invest, you know what I'm saying, or something like that, yeah, like in the future. So that's something that we still planning out, but we do have a foresight for it.
Well, Parkway, were you one of the four schools?
No.
It's okay. Hopefully we'll get into the mix. You're going to get to talk to a couple of the students today, but to me, there's something called, I read someplace, they call it strategic contribution, when you leave stuff behind or help people that you're never even going to get to meet. But some people might get to hear this interview who are high school students. What's a message you have, or a couple messages you would want them to hear, just in case they don't get the chance to ever meet you, but they're literally going to benefit from what you help create? What would you want to say to them?
Believe in yourself. And know that it is people out there that's rooting for you. Just because someone might not be like physically next to you, or someone you don't talk to them every day, there's people like me and Dante that's actually rooting for you and actually believe in you and want to see you win, want to see you achieve, want to see you do the things that you want to do no matter what it is. So just stick to that no matter what, and you'll get to where you need to be.
Cool. Yeah, I say, you know, only God can judge you. Trust your intuition. I mean, those voices that you hear to yourself, they definitely, that's your knowledge, and you need to rock with that. Just listen to yourself. Stay true to yourself. Nothing is easy. Everything hurt.
Do what you
course,
want, too.
Stay the course.
I tell them just do what they want.
For some people, that's hard. You know, one of the hardest questions to answer sometimes is, what do you want?
Mm-hmm. That's why I listen to your intuition.
That little voice in the back of your head.
Well, speaking of what people want, we've talked a lot about Project Elevate so far and the good work you do for the community. I'll go to each of you two. What does Rashawn want?
With what? Project Elevate?
Beyond Project Elevate. Like, what's next for you? You're also entrepreneurs. You have this nonprofit also you've been working on. Mm-hmm. So what are some things beyond Project Elevate that are going on for you that you want to see happen?
That's a long list. It's not even one answer I can honestly give to that. I have many passions. I have a lot of things that I love to do. I have a lot of things that I want to see come to life. And at this point, it's just me putting in that work so I can present it to you. And once you see it, I hope that you love it. If you don't, I'm going to still continue what I'm doing because I love it. So that's just what it is. So,
what about you, Dante? What else are you working on beyond Project Elevate?
Same thing I've always been on, fashion and music. So just figuring out how to take it to somewhere else. You know what I mean? Take it to the next level. Elevate it. Not to be cliche, you know what I'm saying? But that's just where I'm at. So it's a lot. Not too much I can speak on, but yeah, that's it for now.
Cool. We wanted to do something to involve the students in this conversation. All right, so we have Alaya, Kayla, and Siani, and they're part of Paul Robeson High School, and they're going to be folks who benefit from Project Elevate. Any other questions you have for Dante or Rashawn? Or anything you'd like to say to them also because of the program that's coming?
Did y'all choose the schools that y'all were doing for Project Elevate? Like, y'all chose them yourselves?
And it's, I mean, in a sense, I guess we would say that we definitely wanted to wanted to make sure we had it in Bartram, just because, you know, as being from Southwest, and, you know, that just meant a lot to us, just definitely starting it there. And then outside of that, we just really wanted to focus on schools in the Southwest and West Philly area right now until we were able to expand. So into like North Philly or, you know, other places. So.
And eventually Parkway.
Yeah. Yeah, it was more so focused by zip code though, and starting with Southwest and wanting to start there and then expand.
Right, okay, cool.
Yeah, and I think they have one other question that we didn't get to ask yet, which is bigger picture, or at least even let's talk West Philly and Southwest. What can entrepreneurship do to make West Philly better?
I just put it in perspective as Philly as a whole. Entrepreneurship as a whole, and you know, from coming from our backgrounds, you know, it will build our economy up,
Yep.
Just personally within the system, it would help us be able to maybe build our own schools, and you know, be able to actually teach our children about wealth and financial literacy, health, you know, things that's really important, beneficial to continue to strive and live and pass down generation to generation. So, you know, I feel like it just would be beneficial as a whole for the city, you know, not just for the, it would be beneficial to the world. So that's how I feel.
Very cool. Anything else you wanted to share?
So I wanted to ask, so you said one of your passions was fashion. Like, what type of things do you do with fashion? Because I'm also interested in fashion.
Well, I started out, like, making clothes when I was in, like, 7th grade. And then, like, as I got older, when it was time to, like, get a job, that's just what I, like, did. Worked in, like, retail and stuff. That's just what I'm into. But now I'm at a point where I want to be more of a retailer, more so than a designer, and, like, connect on a retail level and a wholesale and manufacturing level. So that's what I've been learning, more so on how to exactly do that and transition from being in the spotlight to connecting dots, you know what I'm saying? So right now, that's what it is. And with designer clothing also.
Okay, what about music? What about music?
What's your question? What, it's a lot about
music. You said fashion and music, right? So you just, I like music, and I want to go to college for music and everything. So, like, around what area? Cause
I did school for a little bit. That was the last time I went to school. I tried to go to school, like, 3 times. Mm-hmm. Last time I did was for music. I thought, like, something hands-on that would work for me. Still ain't work for me. You know what I'm saying? But I did go to school for a little bit for music production. I'm still not a producer. I know how to write music. But I've been more so focused on stepping into my own artistry, aside from just rapping, you know what I'm saying, like traditional Philly stuff. But, yeah, so you can expect that a project.
Okay. Yeah. You said fashion, so are you a dickie with the Timbs, or are you a low-key
team? Listen, I do the dickie. I get freaky with the dickies. it's style. It's style. It ain't no rules with it. It's how you feel that day. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you gotta do it right.
You do the
man.
Traditional dickie. You could do it with the butters. You could do it with some fly boots. I ain't gonna name the name.
You could do it with somebody. You know,
you could do anything on the feet.
Regular Timbs with a black.
You can do however you feel that day. That's what fashion is. It's style.
So I will say, one of the cool things about entrepreneurship is the dress code is much different than going to a job every day.
Yeah.
To your point about just overall freedom, mm-hmm. freedom in the culture of your business, where you spend your time, who you want to help in the world, mm-hmm. how you want to dress. And there is a certain freedom overall that comes from getting to be owners
exactly.
and investors. And so I feel you guys on that, and we can get more people feeling free.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
To go back on that, if you don't mind, sorry to cut you off, but we're as far as though we want Project Elevate to take West Philly or urban communities, it's definitely, I feel like, it start with a mindset, like just thinking that you can't operate freely, and you can't operate freely without breaking the law, you know what I'm saying? Yes. Believe it or not, it just might take a little longer, you know what I'm saying, honestly? And that's more so starting with that. And then once we can get a mass group of people, like, on that time, I feel like, and then we'll truly see, like, all right, we're going in a different direction.
No, I'm with you on that. They say our thoughts become our feelings become our actions, and then our actions lead our results. So if we don't start up here and here, it's going to be a challenge.
Exactly.
That's very cool. We're going to start to wrap up soon, but I do want to give you a chance. Is there anything that you just, in the spirit, you just feel like saying or mentioning to folks who are gonna be hearing about this thing called Project Elevate's coming?
Thank you for caring about it and tuning into it, wanting to be a part of it in whatever type of way, whether you just you know, outside looking in, taking it in, you inside, however, just thank you. I mean,
cool.
I'm just looking forward to, you know, how you guys receive it and what you're able to gain from it. No matter if it's the smallest thing, I want you to gain something out of it. And I want you to take it with you, apply it to life the best way you can, and just continue to strive.
Yeah.
And thank you to everyone that's you know, out there supporting silently, you know, and you know, just thank you. So.
And on that note, I just want to also say, on behalf of the folks here, and just as being a Philadelphian too, thank you to you two for a bad situation that literally is going to turn into big picture freedom for more folks in both West Philly and hopefully beyond, because they're gonna get a taste of entrepreneurship and financial literacy and being able to take their lives into their own control and do them and what they want, to pick up on what you said.
Thank you.
So with that, thank you for coming through. Thank you to Aliyah, Kayla, to Siani, to Paul Robeson, to Bridget Stowell, and especially to Dante and Rashawn for coming through. We appreciate y'all.
Appreciate y'all. Thanks for having us.
All right, now, we can wrap it.